Hey everyone, it's Maria from Fitness Fertility. Before we dive into today's episode, I've got an exclusive offer just for you. Are you ready to do everything you can to support your fitness and fertility? Well, listen up. For a limited time, I'm offering a fantastic 25% discount on all my personalized training plans. But here's the catch. You've got to DM me on Instagram at fitness_fertility and use the secret code word podcast. That's right. Just send me a message with the word podcast and you'll unlock this incredible deal to kickstart your fitness and fertility goals. So don't miss out. Take action today. Message me with the word podcast and I will get back to you to talk about how I can support you on your own personal fitness and fertility journey. Now, let's get back to the show. Welcome to Fertility Focus. This weekly minisode is designed to help you improve your fertility. Every Tuesday, I'll be focusing on actionable steps to help you take control of your own trying to conceive journey. I'm Maria. I'm a personal trainer specializing in fertility. Whether you're preparing for IVF, managing your BMI, or ready to throw everything you have at your own trying to conceive journey, tune in each week to hear more. In this week's show, I am once again focusing on supplements. But this week, I am focusing on supplements to avoid when you are trying to conceive. Now, when you're trying to improve your fertility, it is, of course, really important to be cautious about certain supplements that may have adverse effects or even interfere with your fertility. So, keep listening to hear 5 supplements to avoid or use with caution when trying to conceive. Number 1, vitamin A in high doses. Now, while vitamin A is essential for reproductive health, excessive intake of vitamin A, especially in the form of retinol, may be harmful to fetal development and increase the risk of birth defects. So it's generally recommended to avoid high-dose vitamin A supplements, particularly during pregnancy or when trying to conceive. Number 2. Excessive vitamin E. While vitamin E is an antioxidant that may support fertility, excessive intake of vitamin E supplements may interfere with blood clotting and increase the risk of bleeding, which could be problematic during pregnancy. So it's best to avoid high doses of vitamin E supplements unless specifically recommended by your healthcare professional. Number 3, herbal supplements. Some herbal supplements may have effects on hormonal levels or reproductive function, which could potentially interfere with fertility. Examples include black cohosh, chasteberry, dong quai, and saw palmetto. It's essential to research any herbal supplements thoroughly. And of course, as always, consult with a healthcare professional before taking them, especially when trying to conceive. Number 4, caffeine. Now I know, whilst this is not a traditional supplement, excessive caffeine intake from coffee, tea, energy drinks, or of course, caffeine-containing supplements may negatively impact fertility in both men and women. High caffeine intake has been associated with decreased fertility and, unfortunately, increased risk of miscarriage. So limiting caffeine consumption to moderate levels, usually less than 200 to 300 milligrams per day, is generally recommended for those trying to conceive. Number 5. Excessively high doses of fat-soluble vitamins. Fat-soluble vitamins, such as vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K, are stored in the body's fat tissues and can accumulate to toxic levels when taken in excessive doses over time. And while these vitamins are essential for overall health, it's important to avoid excessively high doses, as they may have adverse effects on fertility and pregnancy. Now, normally I give 5 things to focus on, but this is such an important area, I am going to throw in a bonus 6th thing to focus on in today's episode. Number six on my list of things to be very careful with when trying to conceive is anabolic steroids. Anabolic steroids include testosterone and synthetic derivatives, and they're sometimes used by athletes or bodybuilders to increase muscle mass, but they can have a significant negative effect on reproductive health. In men, anabolic steroid use can lead to decreased sperm production, testicular atrophy and infertility, and in women, it can disrupt menstrual cycles and lead to infertility. So please, when you are thinking of improving your trying to conceive chances and working on your fertility by perhaps starting to take supplements, please make sure you speak to your healthcare provider before taking any supplements at all. All supplements will have an effect on your body, and you want to make sure that you're doing everything to maximize and not harm your chances of having your baby. And as always, if you have any questions, just DM me on Instagram at fitness_fertility, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. If you really want to make sure you work out regularly with people who truly understand what you're going through, then follow me on Instagram at fitness_fertility, where you will find my community of thousands of women who are also trying to conceive. And if you can't wait to work out, head over to fitnessfertility.com and sign up for my awesome free workouts. Don't forget to subscribe to the Fitness Fertility Podcast and tune in every Friday to hear interviews with fertility experts and in-depth discussions on all aspects of fitness and fertility. And one more thing, please share the show, because you never know who's struggling and may need that little bit of extra help.